Which in the end, I guess that's the proverbial hard-earned point today.
Yeah, well, you know, throughout the seasons, if you're going to be successful, you have to pick up points in loads of different ways. And it wasn't through a lack of spirit today, that is for certain, and hard work. You know, a very much a patched-up team and thrown together. I thought the second half was excellent. Like I said, the first half, we didn't really implement the game plan, but in the second half, we did.
Yeah, you had a sort of strong spell in the second half. You sort of were more attacking. Players maybe getting forward more to support Paul Hayes. How important was that?
Well, it was, because I thought Hayes was a little bit, you know, lone striker. And in places like this, it can be tough doing that. And to be fair to him, he sacrificed himself for the team, worked extremely hard. But it wasn't just that as well. You know, we had a plan in terms of when we didn't have the ball. And I just thought one or two people weren't implementing that either. But in the second half, I thought we started the game after half-time extremely well and continued it.
And body's really on the line. I mean, you said there'd be no downhill tools, no, weren't going to let it fizzle out. There were some heroic blocks, particularly in that last 10 minutes.
Yeah, like I say, you know, we're not going to... I think that's probably the first game in 11 we've not dominated. So it's nice that we've come away and picked up a point in a different way. So there was some good defending. There was some not-so-good defending that led to good defending at times. But... I certainly can't fault their effort and spirit, because I just said to the players then that as the game went on, you could see them sort of rallying each other and saying, you know, we ain't going to lose this, we're going to make sure we keep a clean sheet. And to be fair, they kept it and kept going.
Denied the services of Matt Sparrow and Josh Simpson today, which was a blow. But Sergio Torres in and Mike Jones back and just sort of freshened it up a bit, but opportunities for them.
Yeah, opportunities, and, you know, they've been wanting opportunities and they've got them. And slightly different roles for both of them a little bit, really, something I felt they both could do. I asked them specifically to do something without the ball, because I know that they've both got ability with it. So again, they implemented it far better in the second half than the first half.
Conor Esson coming in for Mark Connolly as well, big call. I mean, he's a bigger sort of more physical sort of player. Are you conscious of some of the goals you conceded lately? You'd maybe been a bit outmuscled and outdone physically?
Not really, no. I'm just looking now in terms of giving the three boys as much experience as possible. We're going to have to rely on them very heavily next year, and they're the future of the football club, two 20s and a 21-year-old, and they're going to have to learn very quickly. And playing against people like Ryan Lowe week in, week out, who have been there, done it, got the T-shirt, is going to be a learning curve for them. So I just felt he deserved a bit of an opportunity. We put him in the team earlier, gave him a bit of a break, and unfortunately Mark was the one left out.
Five games to go, I mean, you're looking to sort of move things around a bit and give players opportunities. I guess there's also some contracts to be played for as well.
There is, yeah, and we've got decisions to make for next season, and, you know, we're not going to totally start planning for next year, but, you know, I do need to have a few answers myself before we go away in the summer, and some of those answers will be found out in the next five games from some of the players. And you're right, one or two people playing for a future at the club.
And not the only game you're attending this weekend, I understand. You're going to see your brother at Wembley tonight.
I am, yeah. He's been injured for about 6 or 7 weeks and started training this week, so we've all got our massive fingers crossed that he comes through a fitness test, and hopefully the manager picks him, and it'll be an extremely proud day for me if he does play, and even prouder if he leads the team out, because he is the club captain. So it's something I am looking forward to, and I can't wait to see the team sheet come out.